The road to catastrophe. War between Hamas and Israel had decades of foreshadowing. By Alan W. Dowd. It's difficult to make sense of the senseless. On October 7th, in an unspeakable frenzy of mass murder, torture, butchery, rape, and kidnapping, punctuated by 7,000 rocket attacks, Hamas erased 1,200 people and perpetrated the largest-scale massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. Some say the origins of Hamas's beastly terror and Israel's brutal counter-terror war date to the 2006 Palestinian elections, some to Israel's policies, others to the collapse of the Ottoman Empire or the post-World War I administration of the region, still others to biblical times. For Americans, perhaps it's best to begin the discussion at that moment in history when this problem, and seemingly all the world's problems, fell on America's shoulders. Roots. As World War II came to an end, the world came to grips with Hitler's Holocaust, more than 6 million Jews systematically murdered. After seeing the death camps, General Dwight D. Eisenhower took a gathering of troops, lawmakers, and journalists to Buchenwald, and urged them to begin informing the people at home of things like these atrocities. I want you to see for yourself and be spokesman for the United States. Returning GIs, sons, husbands, dads, brothers, described to America what they saw. Moved by those first-hand accounts, and with Britain stepping away from administering the region, Americans led an international effort to forge a national home and a safe refuge for the nearly exterminated Jewish people. By early 1945, polls showed strong public support in America for a Jewish state, which President Harry Truman endorsed in 1946. A special United Nations commission was then tasked with carving a pathway to that goal. Jews and Arabs alike had roots in this tiny swath of earth. Lacking the wisdom of Solomon, the UN in 1947 offered the best answer it could, a 50,000-word blueprint for a two-state solution. The plan outlined free elections, borders, trade connections between the new Arab and Jewish states, and UN administration of Jerusalem as an international trusteeship. With U.S. and Soviet backing, the United Nations adopted the plan. Jewish leaders accepted it. Arab leaders rejected it, thus sentencing Palestinian Arabs to a stateless future. Wars. After Israel declared independence in May 1948, Israel's Arab neighbors declared war. With Western military backing, Israel won its war for independence. Egypt held Gaza. Jordan controlled the West Bank. But 700,000 Palestinians became refugees as a result. In 1967, as its Arab neighbors prepared to finish what they started in 1948, Israel struck preemptively. In a stunning rout, Israel took the West Bank from Jordan, the Golan Heights from Syria, and the Sinai and Gaza from Egypt. All in 6 days. Thus began Israel's occupation of Arab-populated territories. Construction of Israeli settlements in post-war occupied territories would inflame and complicate the situation for decades. During the 1972 Munich Olympic Games, Palestinian terrorists took hostage the Israeli team, hoping to gain release of 234 Palestinians held by Israel. But when rescue operations devolved into a shootout, 11 Israeli athletes were murdered. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir authorized Operation Wrath of God, a global assassination campaign lasting decades. In 1973, a surprise Egyptian-Syrian invasion sent Israel reeling. With Israel's defenses crumbling, the Soviets airlifting supplies into Egypt and Syria, and Israel's war cabinet contemplating the nuclear option, America offered a helping hand. Israel needed tanks, warplanes, and ammunition. President Richard Nixon's response, "Send everything that can fly." "For generations," Meir declared, "all will be told of the miracle of the immense planes from the United States bringing in the material that meant life to our people." After the 1973 war, the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, attacked Israel from Lebanon and tried to assassinate Israel's ambassador to Britain, prompting Israel Defense Forces, IDF, operations into Lebanon in 1982. IDF troops reached Beirut and forced the PLO to relocate to Tunisia. Uprising. In 1987, Palestinians launched an intifada, or uprising, against Israel's occupation. Hamas was born at this time. In 1988, Jordan ceded its West Bank claims, clearing the way for a future Palestinian state. The Intifada, which claimed some 1,300 Palestinians and 200 Israelis, ended in 1993 after the Clinton administration brokered an agreement that saw Israel recognize the PLO as a representative of all Palestinians. The PLO recognized Israel's right to exist, and Israel ceded control over parts of the West Bank. Grinding negotiations then yielded the framework of a peace plan. Israel agreed to surrender 92% of the West Bank and all of Gaza, a Palestinian capital in East Jerusalem, and Palestinian authority over half of Jerusalem. But PLO leader Yasser Arafat rejected the deal, dismissing, according to U.S. negotiator Dennis Ross, the recommendation of the whole Palestinian delegation. President Bill Clinton's prescient response, "You are leading your people and the region to a catastrophe." President George W. Bush pledged that if Palestinians build a democracy based on tolerance and liberty, America will support the creation of a Palestinian state. But the fractured Palestinian leadership was unable to follow the roadmap laid out by Washington, just as their fathers were unable to follow the UN peace plan. A second intifada flared. It ended in 2005-2006 as Israel withdrew from Gaza. The ensuing elections yielded Hamas control of the Palestinian Legislative Council. A civil war between Hamas and Palestinian moderates followed, with Hamas expelling the moderates from Gaza. Given Hamas's terrorist roots, Egypt and Israel severely restricted movement in and out of Gaza. Transformed. A low-grade war punctuated by Hamas rocket and terror attacks into Israel, with IDF counterstrikes into Gaza, followed, killing 6,400 Palestinians and 300 Israelis. Each IDF response triggered international outrage, just as Hamas, with its blanket of human shields, calculated. "Hamas is really smart," Clinton observed in 2016. "They insinuate themselves in the hospitals, in the schools, and put the Israelis in a position of either not defending themselves or killing innocents." On October 7th, Hamas terrorists blasted into Israel, unleashed a day of atrocities, and radically changed the nature of the conflict. The Jewish state was supposed to be a refuge and safeguard against genocidal enemies. It wasn't on October 7th. What Israel had viewed as a manageable security issue was thus transformed into an existential crisis. Besieged. Israel has a population of 9.7 million and a land mass smaller than New Hampshire. But it is economically dynamic, militarily strong, resilient, and diverse. Indeed, the stubborn truth that 200,000 Palestinians work in Israel, that 1.9 million Palestinians and other Arabs live peacefully in Israel, worship the God of their choice, own businesses, and serve in Israel's military, legislature, and Supreme Court defies the common and inaccurate mantra that Israel is an apartheid state. Stateless, 3 million Palestinians live in the West Bank, 2.1 million in Gaza and 1.6 million in Israel. The noble cause of Palestinian statehood isn't synonymous with the vile cause of Hamas. Many Palestinians don't support Hamas. In 2005, Palestinians elected Mahmoud Abbas to head the Palestinian Authority, PA. Abbas worked with Israeli and Western leaders to build a Palestinian state alongside Israel. But some Palestinians, fueled by Hamas and Iran, don't want a two-state solution and don't support Israel's right to exist. That explains why Hamas won control of the Palestinian Legislative Council in 2006. The resulting PA-Hamas power struggle triggered a civil war that fractured Palestinian politics, preventing new elections ever since. Hamas misrule has crippled Gaza's Palestinians. Unemployment in the PA-governed West Bank is 12%, but 44% in Hamas-controlled Gaza. 19% of the West Bank Palestinians live in poverty. 60% of Gaza Palestinians live in poverty. Good neighbor. With 33 Americans murdered, October 7th ranks among the deadliest terrorist attacks against America. It's a grim reminder that Israel's enemies are America's enemies. The names and origins may differ, but the tactics, targets, and goals are similar, whether in Munich or Manhattan, Tanzania or Tehran, Kenya or Khobar Towers, the Gulf of Aden or Akili Loro, Beirut or Sderot. Israel and America may be thousands of miles apart, President Ronald Reagan observed, but we are philosophical neighbors sharing a strong commitment to democracy and the rule of law. That common ground, along with Hitler's Holocaust, explains America's enduring support for Israel. Caption, U.S. Israeli color guards at Hatzor Air Base in 2018. End of caption. Caption, the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah and the Israeli military have exchanged fire almost daily since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. Puppet Master, Hamas launched the October 7th attacks, but Iran pulled the strings. Iran's terrorist tyranny was intimately involved in unleashing October 7th. That's not an accusation. It's a statement of fact smugly revealed by Hamas. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, calls Israel a cancerous tumor that should be uprooted and destroyed. He's using Hamas and Hezbollah to pursue that goal. The Foundation for Defense of Democracies reports Hezbollah and Hamas are just two of 19 Iran-backed terrorist groups operating along Israel's borders. As Iran-backed terrorists swarm Israel, Iran-backed terrorists also pelt U.S. troops with rockets. Bad neighbors. Lebanon is unable to disarm Hezbollah, which operates charities and hospitals for Lebanese civilians while firing rockets at Israeli civilians. Ruled by the Assad dictatorship since 1970, Syria has long been an enemy of Israel. Iran and Russia have propped up the Assad regime throughout Syria's brutal civil war. Israel routinely strikes Iranian terrorist targets in Syria. Controlling parts of Yemen since 2014, Iran-backed Houthis have launched multiple attacks against Saudi, Israeli, and U.S. targets. Post-October 7th, USS Kearney intercepted Houthi missiles and drones fired at Israel. Caption, Hamas militants take part in an anti-Israel military show in the southern Gaza Strip in 2019. End of caption. Proxies. The Hamas charter calls for Israel's obliteration. With $100 million in annual support from Iran and $450 million from smuggling and graft, Hamas fielded a 40,000-man army before Israel's 2023 Gaza operation. Pointing to hardships endured by the Palestinian people, American protest marchers have essentially rationalized the barbarism of October 7th and engaged in reflexive whataboutism. Those who chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," are knowingly or naively calling for Israel's destruction, and ends justify the means thinking. The means? Hamas' beastly terror. The ends? Israel's eradication. Based in Lebanon, Hezbollah calls Israel an illegitimate entity. Receiving $700 million annually from Iran, Hezbollah fields 50,000 terrorists and 150,000 rockets. It carried out the 1983 Beirut bombing, killing 241 Americans, the 1996 Khobar Towers bombing, killing 19 Americans, and countless attacks targeting Israel, including rocket attacks post-October 7th. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014. A Saudi-led coalition intervened, triggering Houthi missile attacks against Saudi Arabia. Restrained realists. Israel is not as isolated as it once was. Egypt made peace with Israel in 1978 and has been restrained in reaction to Israel's Gaza operations, likely because Egypt, too, views Hamas as a threat. Egypt has destroyed hundreds of tunnels Hamas used to convey terrorists and weapons. Jordan, which made peace with Israel in 1994, has coordinated with Israel to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. As part of the Abraham Accords, the UAE, Bahrain, and Morocco made peace with Israel in 2020. In unleashing Hamas, Iran aimed to scuttle the next phase in the Abraham Accords process, an Israeli-Saudi peace. Yet Saudi Arabia has been muted in criticizing Israel's war of defense. In fact, Saudi Patriot batteries even intercepted Houthi missiles headed for Israel.